I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, September 16th. A domestic assault in Quincy last night is under investigation. Police say a woman slashed a man who was attacking her outside of 33 Winter Street in Quincy Point just after 9 o'clock last night. The man took himself to Boston Medical Center, where he was arrested on domestic assault charges. The woman was not hospitalized. Last week's three-alarm house fire in Quincy is being blamed on careless disposal of smoking materials. Chief Joe Jackson says the blaze that destroyed the home at 301 Belmont Street in Wollaston last Thursday afternoon was sparked by the improper disposal of smoking materials on the back porch between the house and garage. Flames ripped through the roof of the large Victorian home, causing extensive damage. All the occupants of the home escaped safely, and there were no serious injuries. However, eight people were displaced by the blaze. Cohasset attorney Craig McClellan has formed a campaign committee to seek the Norfolk County District Attorney's seat in 2026. McClellan is a registered Democrat and served as an assistant district attorney in Suffolk County. McClellan is also a member of the Cohasset School Committee. Incumbent Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey of Quincy was first elected to that position in 2010. Well, this begins week two of the three-week shutdown of the MBTA Red Line between JFK UMass and Braintree stations. Free buses are replacing the trains during the project, which MBTA Chief Operating Officer Ryan Kaholin says has been a long time coming. When the project is completed, officials say 20 speed restrictions on the Red Line will have been eliminated, and the round-trip travel time on the Braintree branch will be cut by 27 minutes. The T says it is on track to eliminate all speed restrictions on all subway lines by the end of this year. Preparations are well underway for the November 5th presidential election here in Quincy. Early voting begins on October 19th. And here in Quincy, City Clerk Nicole Crispo says October 26th is the last day to register to vote in the election, and October 29th, the last day to request a mail-in ballot. Crispo is predicting a turnout of at least 70% for the November 5th election in Quincy. Quincy City Council last week passed a resolution calling on state lawmakers to amend the Massachusetts Right to Shelter law. In response to the migrant crisis, the resolution asks the state to change the law so that state-supported housing would be restricted to people who've been Massachusetts residents for at least 6 months and are U.S. citizens or lawful permanent residents. State Representative Tacky Chant of Quincy says the governor has already made changes to the law aimed at favoring state residents first. City Council President Ian Kane, just off his unsuccessful bid for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate, said he sponsored the resolution in response to migrants who've been sleeping outside the Wollaston T station. Councilors Richard Ash, William Harris, and Nina Liang did not support that resolution. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy is now collecting donations of new costumes for their annual Halloween costume drive. Each year, Interfaith collects new Halloween costumes to be donated to children of its food pantry clients to help relieve some of the financial burden of having to purchase new costumes. Costumes can be dropped off at Interfaith Social Services on Adams Street in Quincy, Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 3:30, and on Tuesdays until 7 p.m. The costumes are needed by Friday, October 11th. The New Hampshire State Police Marine Patrol is investigating the death of a man whose body was recovered from Newfoundland Lake. State police were notified by a paddle boarder about 11 o'clock Saturday morning of a possible body in the water near Lakeside Road in Bristol, New Hampshire. Members of the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department also responded and located and removed the body of an adult male later identified as 77-year-old John Quinlan of East Weymouth. An autopsy is scheduled to be conducted by the New Hampshire Office of the Chief Medical Examiner today. New Hampshire State Police Marine Patrol was assisted at the scene by the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department, the Bristol Police Department, and the New Hampshire Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health on Friday announcing the 11th human case of West Nile virus in the state this year. The person is a man in his 60s with recent out-of-state travel. Although the person's recent travel outside Massachusetts means the exact location of exposure is uncertain, there is a possibility he could have been exposed within the greater Boston area, which is already at a high risk for West Nile. Additionally, Department of Public Health announcing it's raising the eastern equine encephalitis risk level to high in Concord and Middlesex County due to two consecutive weeks of triple E positive mosquito findings in species known to be able to spread the virus to humans. This is an expansion of an area already considered to be at high risk from triple E. There have been 314 West Nile virus positive mosquito samples so far this year, detected from Barnstable, Berkshire, Bristol, Dukes, Essex, Franklin, Hampden, Middlesex, Norfolk, Plymouth, Suffolk, and Worcester counties. There have been 95 triple E positive mosquito samples, 4 human cases, and 2 horse cases reported in Massachusetts so far this year. Approximately 500 registered nurses at Brigham and Women's Faulkner Hospital may strike if a new contract is not reached. It's unclear when a strike could happen, but the deadline for a new contract is today. Faulkner Hospital in Boston is part of the Mass General Brigham system. Faulkner nurses voted on July 25th to authorize a potential one-day strike. Issues at hand include unsafe staffing and patient safety issues and wage parity. Nurses at Faulkner currently make significantly less than nurses at Brigham and Women's, according to the nurses' union. If scheduled, the one-day strike date would be announced to the public once the hospital has been given the 10-day notice required by law. Faulkner nurses would then plan to hold a 24-hour strike unless Faulkner agreed to a fair contract by that strike date. In a statement, Mass General Brigham says, "We've been negotiating with the union since the fall of 2023 and have participated in 12 sessions with the Massachusetts Nursing Association to date, along with a federal mediator during their last session. They've made progress, they say, including offering a considerable increase in wages for nurses." Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 297 points on Friday. The NASDAQ rose 114, and the S&P added 30. Asian stocks starting the week with modest gains. The dollar fell. The euro is up. Oil at $68 a barrel. In sports, Patriots lose their home opener at Gillette Stadium yesterday to Seattle, 23-20 in overtime. They'll be at the Jets Thursday night at 8:15. And the Yankees beat the Red Sox 5-2. Sox are in Tampa Bay tomorrow night at 6:50. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, high of 81. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 52. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy at a high of 82. Cloudy on Wednesday, high of 77. And some showers Thursday with a high of 74. For the boater today, waves about a foot. Wind southwest at 5 knots, become southeast later today. High tide 10:24 this morning. Sunrise 6:25, sets at 6:50. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open Monday at 10 a.m., Tuesday at 11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, September 16th.